How people live their lives is a result of the story that they believe about themselves.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
G'day team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. That is a quote from Les Brown. So if you don't know who Les Brown is, go and look him up. He's 75, 76-year-old black American pastor who does motivational, inspirational speaking. He's a phenomenal guy, great storyteller. Tells some really, really interesting stories about the things that shaped his life. And I love that idea that most of us live to the story that we believe about ourselves, i.e., everything's a story. So you'll have a story around things in your past, things that, and we talked a bit about this last week, but things that happened in your childhood, or maybe a relationship breakup, or a divorce, or you know, someone at work doesn't like me, and that's why I'm not getting promotions. And we start to live to that story. And he uses stories to talk about how he made significant changes in his life. He tells this really interesting story how, as a young fellow, as a 5 or 6 year old, he goes to drink out of a bubbler, and he doesn't realize that back in that time in America, it's a bubbler that only white people could drink out of. And so as he walks over to the bubbler to have a drink, his mum sees him and comes in and flogs him, like gives him a real flogging. And she'd never done that before and like really wailed on him. And then right at the end of that, there was a white police officer who came over and he had a big stick in his hand, you know, the big stick that they carry. And he said, "Right, that's enough. You've flogged that boy enough. He's learned his lesson." And then he walked away. And he said to his mum, "Why did you do that to me?" And she said, "Because that bubbler, you can't drink out of that." And he said, "Why?" He said, "Those boys were drinking out of it." And she said, "Yeah, but they're white. That's only for white people. And I saw that police officer coming with his stick, and he would have hit you. He would have flogged you with that stick, and that would have caused a problem because I would have defended you. Then I would have been locked up." And so the way around that was for her to give him a flogging. Now, you hear that story and you go, I can't believe that there was a time where that was happening in life. So like many, many, many people, tens of thousands, if not millions, they're victims of that story. But Les Brown made a different decision. His decision was that he was going to change his story and how he performed in life and what his mission was. And at 75, 76 years of age, he's most certainly achieved that. He's one of the world's highest paid public speakers. He does amazing work in inspiring people. But I just loved that whole quote or that whole idea that most people live to the story that they believe about themselves. And that very language tells you that the story is not real. Like, you've had bad situations, you've had bad run-ins, you've had relationship breakups, you've had things happen in your past. But if you think that because of that, that's the story I'm going to live to, then you'll live to it forever. But you also have the ability to change the story. Like for me, I have this story that I'm incredibly resilient. I have this story that I can rise to any challenge that is given to me, even if I don't like them, particularly if I don't like them. So when I'm put in challenging situations, my brain switches to that story and says, "You're built for this, mate. You can handle this. You're resilient and you can step up to any challenge that comes your way." Here's the thing. If you don't navigate, dictate, narrate your own story, then the world will write the story for you. The world will tell you who you are. You will start to believe that story and you'll live to it. Now, for me, I don't want to live to other people's stories. I know who I am. I know what I want to achieve. I know what I'm trying to build. I understand what the Building Better Humans Project is meant to be. I've worked with corporates, right, and athletes, right down to, you know, young boys that we were working with a couple of weeks ago on BroCamp. And I've seen the change in these people across the gamut. I've been asked to work in prisons recently. I've been asked to work with alcohol and methamphetamine addicts who are on recovery. But I'm also working with some really high-performing teams from the military through to Telstra, through to, you know, big companies, big international companies. And I'm nobody if I look at that story. We grew up, my family grew up very low socioeconomic, I would say low socioeconomic to working class. And I'm not talking about my immediate family, just my immediate family, although we were certainly the lower end of working class in my memory. But as in we always had a roof over our head, we always had food on the table, but there wasn't much else. And the extension of that family are very low socioeconomic as well. And so there is a massive amount of alcohol abuse, physical violence. There's all of this stuff going on. And I'm talking about uncles and aunties, cousins. I still see it today. I'm not close to a lot of these people, but I'm connected through social media platforms, etc. And I see the stuff they write and I hear the stuff they talk about. And I remember how we grew up. That's what we grew up with. I'm like this anomaly in our family because I just don't live in the same way that those guys and girls live. And it's no disrespect to any of them. They're just living to the story that they've learnt about themselves and they now believe about themselves, their lot in life. This is how life is. And I just chose to have a different story. I didn't want to be an alcoholic. I didn't want to be an alcohol abuser. I didn't want to be violent. So you get to change your story. You get to, you know, you get to write something different about who you are and what you believe. And it's not easy at first because you've been believing that story for a long time. You've been a victim for a long time. You've been understanding that I'm just not good at math. I'm not very smart. I've never been very physical. I don't lose weight easily. I'm not able to achieve this thing. This is kind of, I don't get the opportunities other people get. I didn't get the upbringing. I haven't had the financial support from other people. I've had to do everything on my own. Those are all stories. Is there any reality to the story? Of course there is, because that's how we build it. But we also start to seek to make that our reality. The other side to those exact same stories are, everything I just listed out to you is, I've always been able to stand on my own two feet, no matter what the challenge. No one financially supporting me, and I was still able to get through. Grew up low socioeconomic, and I was still able to get through. Being challenged physically, mentally, or emotionally, not being as gifted as other people, and I'm still able to achieve things. I look at all the people I work with, particularly when you get to the higher end of town, those companies that really want qualification and some sort of name and some sort of thing behind it. I look at those and they're still hiring me. And I look at myself and go, I am an incredibly ordinary bloke, but I know my story. It is that I'm resilient. I have the ability to communicate with people. I have the ability to inspire people. I have the ability to think on my feet. So I like being questioned in real time and solving problems right then and there. I don't have to be scripted. I know that's my story. Now, other people might not have to believe that about me. It doesn't matter, as long as I believe it about myself. So why this topic today? I want to encourage you to take a few notes around the pieces of your story that are not serving you, i.e. they're not giving you a positive outcome or a positive result. What parts of your story could you change? And then look at the parts of your story that are positive, or look at parts of your story that could become positive. Again, go back to, I've never had any support, I'm doing this on my own. The positive is, I don't need support, I'm able to do this on my own. So then, if support comes your way, that's a bonus. You don't need it in order to achieve the next thing. The boss doesn't particularly like me, that's why I don't get promotions, etc. What if you change energy with the boss? What if you look for a different boss? What if you become your own boss? There are options. You're not stuck there. I'm working with a particularly high-performing team at the moment from a company that everyone would know, but I will not name. The lowest paid person in the room that I'm working on is $200,000 a year. That's the lowest paid. And they go up from there to, you know, close to 500. And I say that because I'm working with all these people individually. And I say that because these are incredibly intelligent people. Very, very smart people. Clearly, very, very good at what they do. However, as a team, they're imploding. There's communication issues, which happens in nearly every team I go into. That's when there's a problem, because that's why they don't bring me in when the team's running really well and go, hey, team's going really well, we just want to show you. They bring me in when they go, hey, there's a problem, we need to fix it. And nearly always the problem is personality and communication. It's stories people will start to believe about each other. Now, within this team, there's massive problems around communication. So don't think money solves the problem. Don't think intelligence solves the problem. These guys have that in spades. Don't think skills solve the problem, because they have that. What solves these problems is attitude, is a willingness to change something. Why would you want to go to work every day and absolutely hate what you do or hate the people you do it with or constantly have friction. I'm sorry, but they can't pay me enough to want to go through that. I'm willing to change something, whether it's me out of that situation, whether it's my attitude in that situation. So I encourage you to do the same. Write down your pros and cons list, for want of a better word. So write down your good traits and your bad traits, the good pieces of the story you believe about yourself and the bad pieces. A lot of you will have more bad pieces than good, believe it or not. And that's okay, because once you're aware of them, you can start to change them. And once you start to change your story, you'll start to live to that different story and you'll start to get a different result. That's it, team. It's Monday. Have a great week and I'll chat to you on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.